you ought to translate it this way.
都恒心遵守师徒的教训和交通,
they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们实在满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving and praise unto you.
因为在你桌子的面前，我们再一次温习你的慈爱。
Because before your table, once again, we come to reveal your mercy.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise thee.
你爱我们爱到极处。
You love us to the uttermost.
你把你自己完完全全地
You have given yourself completely to us.
我们的主，我们实在愿意你的爱充满了我们的心。
Lord, we do ask that your love may fill our hearts.
叫我们从心的深处愿意来满足你的心。
That we may be willing from the depths of our hearts to satisfy your heart.
我们把这个时间恭恭敬敬交在你自己的手里。
Lord, we entrust this time into your precious hands.
求你的灵, 释放你的话语,
we ask that your spirit may set free your word.
把你的话种在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的心里,
that you may plant your word in each and every heart here.
好叫你的旨意能通行在地上, 如同在天上一样,
that your purpose may be fulfilled on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this way in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for leading us to this last day of this conference.
我想我不用再提醒弟兄姊妹, 我们这一次特会的题目是什么?
I don't think I have to remind brothers and sisters the theme of this conference.
如果我们还不清楚的话, 那实在是可怜的事情。
If we're not clear about it, it's surely a shame.
虽然我们这一次的重心是重在教会,
even though our focus this time is upon the church,
但是我们都清楚,
but we are clear of this.
教会是一个器,
the church is a vessel.
内容乃是基督,
the content is Christ.
所以当我们在那里提到教会的时候,
so when we speak about the church,
我们千万不要忘记我们的主,
let us dare not to forget our Lord.
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们,
because the Bible clearly tells us,
在哥林多前书,
First Corinthians,
在十二章十二节,
in chapter 12 and verse 12,
他说,身子只有一个,却有许多肢体,
there is one body, yet there are many members.
肢体虽然多,人是一个身体,
though many members, it is yet but one body.
基督也是这样,
and it is also Christ.
所以当我们提到教会的时候,
so when we speak about the church,
我们必须要记得,
we have to remember,
主是教会的一切,
the Lord is the all of the church.
教会乃是为着我们的主做见证,
the church is there to be a testimony for our Lord.
我的责任是与弟兄姊妹交通到身体的生活,
my responsibility is to share on body living.
但是在过去两次,好像我还没有提到身体的生活,
but as if the past two times I have not mentioned about this matter yet.
因为如果我们对于生命不清楚的话,
because if we are not clear about life,
我们就谈不上生活的问题,
then we cannot speak about living.
因为生活完全是根据生命而来的,
because the living is according to the life.
怎么样的生命就产生怎么样 的生活。
What kind of life produces what kind of living?
如果你顺主你的生命来活的话，
If you follow the leading of that life,
生活就是非常自然的一件事。
Then your living will be very natural.
在我们第一天的早晨，
In the first morning,
我们特别提到身体的启示，或者说意象。
We specially mention on the revelation of the body or the vision of the body.
我们在以弗所第三章里头给我们看见。
Ephesians chapter 3 shows us.
使徒保罗在那里提到一个奥秘。
The Apostle Paul mentions about a mystery.
那个奥秘叫做基督的奥秘。
That mystery is the mystery of Christ.
他说这基督的奥秘啊，是历史历代隐藏的奥秘。
He said that this mystery of Christ has been hidden through the ages.
这个奥秘是我们的神在基督里所定规的一个旨意。
This mystery is what God established in Christ as his purpose.
在创世之前，
Before the foundation of the world,
我们的神在基督里面就立定了一个旨意。
Our God had a purpose in his son.
这个旨意是为着他的儿子。
This purpose is for his son.
这个旨意是不但是宝贵，并且是荣耀的。
This purpose is not just precious, but also glorious.
但是这个旨意隐藏在神的里面。
But this purpose was hidden in God.
历史历代都是隐藏的。
Throughout the ages, it was hidden.
虽然我们读旧约的时候，
Even though when we read the Old Testament,
我们看见神在这里在那里好像透露一点的消息，
We see that God as if he sprinkled here and there some hints.
有的时候他用人物，
Sometimes he uses people and things.
有的时候他用预表，
Sometimes he uses types.
有的时候他用预言，
Sometimes he uses prophecy.
用各种的方法，好像稍微透露一点的消息。
Through many methods, as if he is there giving us hints.
但是人不明白。
But man did not comprehend.
一直等到我们的主来到地上。
Not until our Lord came to this earth.
他在世上活了，并且他在地上完成了救赎。
He lived in this world and accomplished the work of redemption on this earth.
那个奥秘一直等到使徒们的时候。
That mystery, it wasn't until the time of the apostles.
以弗所第三章告诉我们说，
Ephesians chapter 3 tells us,
这个历史历代隐藏的奥秘现在借着圣灵已经启示给众使徒和先知。
This mystery, which has been hidden through the ages, now has been revealed to the apostles and prophets.
所以保罗他深深地知道这个基督的奥秘是什么。
So Paul knew deeply what is the mystery of Christ.
简单地说来，基督的奥秘就是他的身体。
Simply speaking, the mystery of Christ is his body.
就是他那奥秘的身体。
It is that mysterious body.
那也就是我们今天所说的教会。
It is what we speak about today as the church.
因为基督是元首。
Because Christ is the head.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
That which fills all and in all.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果这是一个在神里面创世之前就隐藏的奥秘。
If this is a mystery hidden from before the foundation of the world,
并且需要圣灵来把它启示出来的。
And you need the Holy Spirit to reveal it.
我想我们立刻就知道这是一件何等重要的事情。
Then we immediately know how important such a thing is.
神的心意为着他的儿子。
The heart of God is for his son.
要给他儿子一个身体。
To give his son a body.
他不只 是道成肉身的那个身体。
It is not just that word that became flesh, that body.
乃是他复活升天之后。
Is that after he resurrected and ascended.
在五旬节的日子圣灵降下来。
And then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was given.
在一个灵里面把120个信徒浸成一个身体。
In one spirit, he baptized the 120 into one body.
在这个身体里面我们的主他继续说话继续行事。
In this body, our Lord continues to speak and to do.
所以你就看见说这个基督的身体是何等的宝贵。
So you see how precious is this body of Christ.
这个身体需要渐渐地长大。
This body needs to slowly grow up.
直到它满有基督的身量。
Until it is filled with the stature of Christ.
这是以弗所第四章所告诉我的。
This is what Ephesians chapter 4 tells us.
等到这个身体满有基督的身量的时候。
When this body is full of the stature of Christ,
然后在以弗所第五章就给我们看见我们的基督他要取这个身体做他的心腹。
And then in Ephesians chapter 5, you see how our Lord will take up this body as his bride.
这个教会这个身体无瑕疵无皱纹无斑点。
This church, this body is complete without blemish, without wrinkle.
圣洁无瑕疵。
Holy, unblemished.
献给他做荣耀的心腹。
And presented to himself as the glorious bride.
所以这个就是神对于身体的启示。
So this is the revelation of God about the body.
盼望我们所有的弟兄姊妹
May each and every brother and sister
不只在我们的耳朵里面听见了
That we not just hear this in our ears
也不只在我们的头脑里我们领会了
Not just understand with our heads
我们需要在灵里面得着圣灵的启示
We need the revelation from the Spirit in our spirit
这样这个奥秘就要完成在我们身上。
This way, this mystery will be fulfilled in our lives.
否则的话，奥秘在外面，我们在这里。
Otherwise, the mystery is out there and we are here.
神的旨意要这个奥秘完成在我们身上。
The purpose of God is that this mystery may be fulfilled in us.
我们应该进入那个奥秘的里面。
We may enter into that mystery.
这个路必须有启示。
And this way needs revelation.
所以我们要求主赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
So we need to ask the Lord to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真正地知道他。
That we may truly know him.
好像保罗在大马士的路上看见那个异象一样。
Just like Paul on his way to Damascus, he saw that vision.
那么在第二天的早晨
In the second morning,
我们也交通了一点关乎身体的律
We spoke about the law of the body.
我们说如果是身体的话
If it is the body,
那一定是与生命发生直接的关系
It must have a direct relationship with life.
这个生命不是我们肉体天然从亚当来的那个生命。
This life is not the natural Adamic life.
因为那个生命不能产生基督的身体。
Because that life cannot produce the body of Christ.
不但不能产生基督的身体。
It cannot not produce the body of Christ.
并且是基督的身体最大的仇敌。
It is actually the greatest enemy to the body of Christ.
很多时候我们以为说撒旦是教会 最大的仇敌。
Oftentimes we think that Satan is the greatest enemy of the church.
但是严格的说来，教会最大的仇敌是我们的肉体。
But strictly speaking, the greatest enemy of the church is ourselves.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
那个身体是从基督的生命来的。
That body comes from the life of Christ.
那还是一个新造。
It is a new creation.
所以一切的旧造在里头都是没有份。
So all of the old creation has no part with it.
我们需要看见基督的身体是完全是基督的生命所造成的。
We need to see that the body of Christ is formed through the life of Christ.
是他的生命产生这个身体。
It is his life that produces this body.
也是他的生命叫这个身体长大成人。
It is his life that allows us to grow up into maturity.
满有基督长成的身量。
To be filled with the full stature of Christ.
所以从头到末都是神的生命的问题。
So from beginning to end is a matter of the life of God.
也可以说都是基督的问题。
In other words, it's the matter of the life of Christ.
基督在我们里面长大。
Christ growing up in us.
基督在我们中间成形。
Christ is formed in us.
这个身体就长大成人。
Then this body becomes a mature man.
这样就配做基督的心腹。
Then we are worthy to be the bride of Christ.
我们常常在这里说。
We often say here.
我们等候我们的主回来。
We wait for our Lord's return.
你知道在第一世纪的时候。
You know that in the first century.
那些爱主的人他们也等候主的回来。
Those who loved the Lord, they also waited for the Lord.
他们这个等候的心是不错的。
The waiting heart is correct.
虽然我们的主在第一世纪没有回来。
Even though the Lord did not return in the first
century. 但是他们这个心啊向着主是对的。
But their heart towards the Lord was correct.
当教会在第二世纪第三世纪受逼迫的时候。
When the church was persecuted in the second and third centuries.
基督徒彼此相见的时候。
When Christians were there selling out each other.
他们就说主快再来了。
Say, Lord, come quickly.
这是他们唯一的盼望。
This is their only hope.
这是他们唯一的安慰。
This is their only comfort.
这是他们所等候的。
This is what they were waiting for.
他们没有错。
They were not wrong.
虽然主在第二世纪、第三世纪没有回来。
Even though the Lord did not return the second and third century.
我们今天到了二十一世纪。
We have come to the 21st century.
如果你的心是向着主的话。
If your heart is towards the Lord.
你一定也是盼望主在这个时候就快快就回来。
Your longing is that the Lord may return quickly.
这个心是神所喜悦的。
This heart is pleasing to God.
难道是我们等候主回来吗？
Is it we that are waiting for the Lord's return?
还是主等候我们完成呢？
Or is the Lord waiting for us to be completed?
新郎心是何等的迫切。
The heart of the bridegroom is so longing.
要得着他的幸福。
That he may receive for himself a bride.
照我所能记得的
，From what I can remember，
恐怕在历史上就有一件事情。
In history, there was probably one thing，
乃是新妇等候新郎。
Is that the bride was waiting for the bridegroom？
那个就是戴德生的曾祖父。
And that was the great grandfather of Hudson Taylor。
这个戴德生的曾祖父年轻的时候。
Now, the great-grandfather of Hudson Taylor, when he was young,
他虽然是一个信徒
even though he was a believer,
但是他对主没有多少的心
but he had no heart for the Lord.
到他要结婚的那一天
the day that he was going to be married,
他早晨醒过来
he woke up in the morning,
他忽然想起 这是一件严重的事情。
You suddenly realize this is an important matter.
我现在要结婚了。
I have to get married.
要娶亲了。
I have to marry a bride.
所以他就跑到田里头去祷告。
So then he went into the field to pray.
他一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告。
He prayed and prayed and prayed.
他忘记了他结婚的时间已经到了。
He forgot that the time of his wedding ceremony had already arrived.
等他祷告完了。
But after he finished praying,
忽然想起来了。
He all of a sudden remembered.
他的心腹已经在教堂里等他了。
He said that his bride was waiting for him in the church.
大家都在那里等新郎了。
Everybody was there waiting for the bridegroom.
不晓得他到哪里去了。
Didn't know where he went.
他就拼命地跑到教堂里头。
So he ran into the church building.
这是唯一我所知道的。
This is the only time I know.
恐怕在所有的结婚上面呢。
In all wedding ceremonies.
都是新郎等在那里，新腹就迟迟不来。
There's always a bridegroom waiting for the bride.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个是新郎的心意啊。
This is the heart of the bridegroom.
难道我们的主不盼望回来吗？
Doesn't our Lord long to come back?
难道我们的主不盼望来接受他的心腹吗？
Doesn't the Lord want to receive the bride to himself?
但是心腹没有长大。
But the bride has not grown up.
你不能与一个没有成熟的人
You cannot marry an immature person.
这样不能相配呀。
Then you are not fit for each other.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
严格地说来。
Strictly speaking.
不是我们等主。
It's not that we wait for the Lord.
是主等我。
It's the Lord waiting for us.
主已经等了二十世纪。
The Lord already waited for us for 20 centuries.
但是他的心腹还没有长大。
But his bride is that yet not grown up.
还没有满有基督长成的身量。
It's not yet still filled with the full stature of Christ.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
你看我们的责任是多重。
Look at how great our responsibility is.
我们不能糊里糊涂地过日子。
We cannot live our lives loosely.
我们必须要起来。
We have to rise up.
为着主的缘故。
For the Lord's sake.
要叫我们能成熟
，that we may become mature，
让基督的身量在我们里面能长成
，that the stature of Christ may grow up in us。
这样的话
，this way，
我们的主马上就回来
，then our Lord will return immediately。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，so dear brothers and sisters，
我们看见基督的身体。需要长大。
We see that the body of Christ needs to grow up.
但是这个身体的长大
，But the growth of this body
有它长大的律
，has its growing law.
那就是生命圣灵的律
，and that is the law of the Spirit of life.
这个律运行在身体的里面
，as this law moves in the body.
如果我们顺着这个律而
If we live according to that law,
那你就看见有生长
then you'll see growth.
如果你逆着这个律的话
but if you go against this law,
你就看见有毁坏，甚至于死亡
you'll see destruction and death.
所以我们所有爱主的人
so all of us who love the Lord,
如果你爱基督的身体
if you love the body of Christ,
我们必须要知道这节生命圣灵的律是什么
？We have to know what is this law of the Spirit of life.
所以昨天我们在这里稍微有了一点交谈。
So we had a brief fellowship on this matter.
第一件事要持定元首。
The first law is to hold fast to the head.
因为头把它一切的丰富都藏在身体的里面。
Because the head has already placed all of its fullness in the body.
头借助神经的系统来管理我们身上每一个肢体。
The head, through the nervous system, controls every member.
所以要这个身体长大、成熟，你必须要持定元首。
So for this body to grow up, you need to hold fast to the head.
我们每一个做基督身体上肢体的人
，All of us members of the body of Christ，
我们有一个责任
，We have a responsibility，
我们要 顺服元首的权柄。
We have to submit to the authority of the head.
神是宇宙中唯一的权柄。
God is the only authority in the universe.
人永远不是权柄。
Man is never the authority.
神可以把权柄托付给人。
God can delegate his authority to man.
但是这个托付是根据他的生命。
But this delegation is according to his life.
不是一个外面的托付。
It's not an external delegation.
乃是一个生命的权柄。
It is a authority from life.
他把他基督的生命多少放在你的里面。
How much of Christ he has placed in you?
那个生命就是权柄。
Then that life becomes authority.
因为不是人的权柄。
Because it's not the authority of man.
是神自己的权柄。
It is God's own authority.
所以我们要顺服我们的神。
So we have to submit to our God.
我们也要彼此顺服。
And we have to submit to one another.
我们顺服神是绝对的顺，绝对的服。
When we submit to God, it's complete submission, complete obedience.
我们顺服人可以绝对的服，但是不能绝对的顺。
Now, when we submit to one another, we can have complete submission, but not complete obedience.
因为人都有残缺。
Because men all have shortcomings.
当人的旨意与神的旨意冲突的时候。
When the will of man and the will of God are in conflict.
好像使徒们说，我们要顺服神。
Just like the apostle says, we have to submit to God.
虽然我们能服你们
，even though we can submit to you，
但是我们不能顺你们
，but we cannot obey you。
我们不能照着你吩咐我们的，不准传扬主的名去做。
We cannot do according to what you have said and not to preach the word。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，so dear brothers and sisters，
让我们记得
，let us remember，
这个基督的身体。
The first law of the body of Christ is to hold fast to the head.
那第二个呢?
How about the second?
就是在基督里一个身体。
That in Christ there is one body.
因为只有一个身体。
Because there's only one body.
所以我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
So we have to diligently preserve the unity of the Spirit.
我们可以有许许多多不同的看法。
We can have many different viewpoints.
甚至于许多不同的做法。
And many different methods of doing things.
但是感谢赞美主，在这一位三一的神里面，我们都是一的。
But thanks be to God, in this Godhead, we are all one.
所以我们应当维持交通。
So we have to maintain fellowship.
我们不能分门别类。
We cannot have divisions among us.
我们要看见是基督为我们舍命。
We have to see that Christ gave up his life for us.
所以我们需要极力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
So we have to diligently preserve the unity of the Spirit.
这样我们能达到在真道上和认识神儿子上的合一。
Then we can attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
那么第三件事。
Then the third law.
在这个身体的律里面。
In this law of the body.
我们看见所有的肢体都是不同的。
We see that all of the members are different.
这是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
但是在这不同的里面
But in this differences
神要我们互相联络彼此供应
The Lord wants us to be joined together and to minister to one another
没有一个肢体是没有用处
Not one member is useless
这个身体需要每一个肢体联络并且
This body needs all the members to be joined together and to minister to one another.
那么第四
Fourth,
我们也说到说这个身体给我们限制但是感谢神也给我们保护
Fourth, this body restrains us but also protects us.
许多时候你觉得说，如果你一个人可以随心所欲。
Oftentimes you think that as an individual you can do whatever you want to do.
如果你有那么多的弟兄姊妹，
那就
拘束了。
But if you have so many brothers and sisters, you feel restrained.
但是这个约束是对我们有益处。
But this restraining is good for us.
叫我们能走在神的旨意里。
Then we can walk in the will of God.
感谢神，身体也是个保护。
Thank God that the body is a protection for us.
如果我们单独的话，
If we are alone,
我们容易受欺骗。
We will be easily tricked.
我看见一些弟兄姊妹，
I saw some brothers and sisters.
他们过单独的生活。
They live a life of individual.
虽然他们本来是很爱主的，
Even though they loved the Lord before.
但是因为他们不愿意弟兄姊妹交通。
But because they refuse to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
他们说我与主的关系就好了。
They said, I just need my relationship with the Lord.
我不必与弟兄姊妹有关系。
I don't need to have fellowship with the other saints.
但是结果呢？
But what was the result?
不是走极端，走偏。
They either became dogmatic.
或者他们就失落。
Or they were lost.
所以我们要记得。
So we have to remember,
我们不能离开身体。
We cannot leave the body.
我们需要身体的保护。
We need the protection of the body.
这是我们昨天稍微交通的。
This is what we shared on briefly yesterday.
那么今天最后一个早晨，
This last morning,
我们就要谈身体的生活了。
We want to speak about body living.
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是准备好了要来交通身体的生活。
I don't know if brothers and sisters are prepared to share on body living.
你知道有一件很奇妙的事情。
You know, there is a very wondrous thing.
这个东西我们叫它 body consciousness, 身体的感觉是的。
直觉。
身体的直觉。
We call it the body consciousness.
当你信主的时候，
When you believe in the Lord,
有两件事情发生。
There are two things that happen.
一件事呢，你对神有了知觉了。
One thing, you become conscious of God.
还有一件事，
Another thing,
你对神的儿女有了知觉了。
You become conscious of the children of God.
我常常记得我有一个同工。
I remember I used to have a co-worker.
他曾这样说过。
He once said this.
他说他结婚了。
He said he got married.
第一次回到他妻子的家里去。
The first time he returned to the home of his wife.
看见有父的时候。
And then when he saw his father-in-law.
那照中国的规矩要叫一声爸爸。
So according to Chinese tradition, you have to call him dad.
但是他说那一天他叫爸爸很困难。
But he said that that day when he said the word dad, it was so difficult.
好像很不自然。
It was so unnatural.
很多生长在基督教家庭的儿女，
Many people that grow up in Christian families,
也祷告。
They pray.
我就是中间一个。
I am one of them.
但是我在祷告的时候啊，我们在天上的父。
When I prayed, I said, Our Father who art in heaven.
好像叫有父一样。
As if I'm calling him as my father-in-law.
不自然。
It was so unnatural.
因为没有生命的关系。
Because there's no relationship of life.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank and praise God.
当我蒙恩得救的那一天。
The day that I was saved.
忽然改变了。
All of a sudden it changed.
我在那里向神祷告的时候。
When I was praying to the Lord.
阿爸父啊。
Abba Father.
多亲近啊。
It was so close.
多亲热啊。
It was so intimate.
好像有生命上的关系。
As if there was a relationship of life.
我想这个每一个蒙恩得救的人都有这样的故事。
I think all of us who have been saved by grace have this story.
如果今天你在祷告神的时候说我们在天上的父像背书一样，那恐怕是有福了。
So when you pray, Our Father who art in heaven, like you're memorizing a book, then it's like calling him your, calling a father-in-law.
不自然.
It's unnatural.
所以我们每一个梦的得救的人,
so all of us who have been saved by grace,
自然而然的,
naturally,
立刻就来的,
it comes immediately.
不要等五年,
you don't have to wait.
你祷告的时候,觉得神与生命的关系,
so when you pray, you have a life relationship with God.
很亲热,
it is so intimate.
神实在是你的父亲,
the God is indeed your Father.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
除了这个直觉之外,
other than this consciousness,
每一个蒙恩得救的人,
every believer that has been saved by grace,
同时还有一个直觉,
also has another consciousness,
那就是身体的直觉,
and that is body consciousness.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为当你蒙恩得救之后,
because after you have been saved by grace,
你如果碰到一个人,
if you meet somebody,
发现他也是信主的,
you discover that he's also a believer.
我问你,
I ask you, what do you feel inside?
你是不是觉得, 这个人好像就是我的弟兄, 就是我的姊妹一样,
don't you feel that, oh, this is just like my brother or my sister?
并且这个关系啊, 比你血肉之亲啊, 还要亲,
and yet this relationship is even closer than that relationship of the flesh and blood.
那如果你不在身体里面,
so, but if you're not in the body,
那你怎么有这个感觉呢?
How can you have this sense?
你不在身体里面,
if you are not in the body,
你怎么能感觉头呢?
How can you feel the head?
你如果不在身体里面,
if you're not in the body,
你怎么会感觉你的肢体呢?
How can you feel the other members?
可能从前是仇敌,
maybe before you used to be enemies.
你知道扫罗和亚拿尼亚,
you know, Saul and Ananias, they used to be enemies.
因为扫罗拿了文书啊, 要到大马士去抓基督徒,
so the Paul took the books to capture the saints in Damascus.
亚拿尼亚是在大马士基督徒中间的, 大家都知道,
and Ananias was one of the believers in Damascus.
两个人是仇敌,不能见面的,
the two were enemies, they couldn't meet each other.
如果见面的话, 不是你死就是我死,
if they met each other, either you die or I die.
所以当神要差遣亚拿尼亚, 去见扫罗的时候, 亚拿尼亚说, 我听见这个人的事情了,
so when God sent Ananias to go meet Paul, he said, I have heard about this man.
他很有名啊,
he is very famous.
他来就是来抓我的,
he comes to capture ones like me.
我怎么把自己送上去呢?
How can I just give myself to him?
但是主说你去好了,
but the Lord said, you go.
他是我的器皿,
he is my vessel.
你知道亚拿尼亚一到扫罗那里,
you know that when Ananias came to Paul,
他把手放在他的身上,
he placed his hand upon Paul.
他说弟兄扫罗,
he said, brother Saul.
亚拿尼亚把扫罗抓住了,
Ananias laid hold of Saul.
并且说你是我的弟兄,
it said, brother,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个 body consciousness 是非常自然,
this body consciousness is so natural,
因为这是生命,
because this is life.
你如果有生命, 就有这个感觉,
because if you have life, you have the consciousness.
如果你连这个感觉都没有, 恐怕你的得救有问题,
if you don't have this consciousness, then we wonder if there's an issue with your salvation.
虽然神救我们是一个一个的拯救,
even though the Lord saves us individually,
但是他把我们救来之后就把我们放在一起,
but after he has saved us, he has put us together.
这是神奇妙的作为,
this is the Lord's amazing doing.
所以如果你顺着这个身体的直觉来生活的话,
so if you follow the body consciousness and live,
自然而然, 你活出身体的生活来,
naturally you'll live out the life of the body.
那么如果不顺服这个身体的直觉,
if you do not follow this body consciousness,
那你就没有身体的生活,
then you do not have body life.
今天有许多神的儿女,
many children of God today,
应当有身体的生活,
ought to have a body life.
照着神的拯救的话, 是很自然的,
according to God's salvation, it's very natural.
但是许多神的儿女,
but many children of God,
今天失去了这个身体的感觉,
They have lost this body consciousness.
什么原因呢?
What is the reason? I think there are many reasons.
有的是受遗传传统的约束。
Some have been restricted by tradition.
你知道，当我们碰到一个人的时候，
We know when we meet somebody.
我们第一个问题就问他，你是不是基督徒？
The first question we ask, are you a believer?
他说我是。
He said, I am.
那我们里面马上就连起来。Then
immediately we are connected.
但是遗传来了。
But that tradition comes.
你说哪一个会啊？
What kind of meeting do you go to?
这个一来分开了。
Once you speak about this, you divide it.
因为你没有顺着身体的直觉。
You did not follow that body consciousness.
你受了遗传的管理。You
were delegated by tradition.
啊，一直你就分开了。
That's why you become divided.
啊，有的人他信了主之后，
Some people after they believe,
他实在觉得教会是他家。
They really feel that the church is their home.
所以他就把自己投身在里头。
So then he puts himself completely in it.
这是应当的。
Of course you ought to do this.
但是当他投身在里头的时候，
But when he thrusts himself into it,
他受了一点约束了。
Then he is restrained.
也许被人弹了一下。
Maybe someone stepped on him.
被人推了一下。
Maybe he was pushed by someone.
就灰心了。
And then he becomes discouraged.
这样还不是我一个人领袖好。
So isn't it better for me to have my only own devotion?
我不需要弟兄姊妹。
I don't need brothers and sisters.
所以你看见有各种各样的问题。
You see, there are many problems.
有的人是在教会里受了伤了。
Some people, they were hurt in the church.
因为你到教会里，你是盼望升天堂了。
So because when you come to the church, you think you come to heaven.
教会应当是乐园嘛。
Of course, the church is paradise.
都是快乐的。
It's always happy.
但是你进到教会里头，你觉得里面的难处比世界还大。
You come into the church, you feel that the difficulties are greater than that in the world.
那你失望了。
Then you become discouraged.
那你就退出了。
Then you retreat.
还是我一个人领袖好。
It's better for me to have my own devotion.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你就看见。
You see this.
因着种种的原因。
For many reasons.
叫神的儿女。
The children of God cannot have the body life. But when we come to the Word of God, when we come to the Book of Acts, we said that once that body life began, how they lived out that life.
你记得我们的主升天的时候，
You remember when our Lord ascended into heaven,
他对他的门徒说，
He said to his disciples,
你们要回到耶路撒冷去，
You have to return to Jerusalem,
在那里要等候，
There you have to wait,
直到你们领受了所应许的圣灵，
You have to, until you receive the Holy Spirit of promise,
然后你们要到全地为我所见证，
And then you have to preach be a testimony to me to the end of the, end of the earth.
有120个信徒。
There were 120 believers. They obeyed the word of God. And they returned to Jerusalem. And went into the upper room of Mark's home. And they were together.
10天,
10 days.
恒心, 同心,
and they were diligently in one in unison praying together. We already said, this is a tremendous thing.
120
that they can pray with one heart, and they can pray for 10 days. It's very difficult.
那么在那个时候,
at that time,
你记得在使徒行传第一章第十五节里头,
in Acts chapter 1, verse 15, it said,
彼得就站起来,
Peter stood up.
他说, 神的话应验在有。